I don't think anybody had a better weekend locally than our next guest. Well, maybe some of the guys that play for him, but pretty good weekend when you win a Pac-12 championship on your home field when nobody's expecting you to do so. Bill Kenneberg joins us here on the Bill Riley Show. What's up, Skip?
Oi, running with my head cut off, but I'm doing great.
At least your head's still on.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's exciting. It was a great weekend, and now we're trying to move on. We're trying to get travel arrangements made and trying to get scouting reports. So it's a busy place in our office right now.
So you lose the game on Friday, and then you know you've got to win two in a row in order to get the Pac-12 championship and get to the postseason. I talked to you about this the other day. You said even with the loss on Friday, the mindset and the approach for your guys really didn't change much, did it?
No, it didn't, and it was kind of funny because I think we had a little bit of the nerves on Friday, and it was the first time in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks that I'd really seen that out of our players. And to be honest with you, I was more nervous on Friday for some reason, and antsy. And then Saturday, really interesting. I got up and got to the ballpark really early, and I felt so good Saturday, and players came out. And I could just see it in their eyes that they were confident and knew that they could do it, and then they went out and did it.
They did it, and I don't think that you expected them to do it in the fashion in which they did it, but Sunday was one of those rare occasions where you could kind of exhale even just a little bit in that dugout. You get five in the first, you get five in the third. You had four innings where you got five runs, and you put up 21. I mean, That's two crooked. That's not one crooked. That's a couple of crooked numbers up there on that scoreboard. So, what was it like Saturday as you watched, or Sunday as you watched that thing unfold, knowing that you guys had that thing in hand by about midway through the game?
Well, you know, there was a couple of things that were going through my mind. One was whenever you get an early lead in college baseball, the other team always creeps back somehow. So I kept And when we'd leave the dugout to go play defense, there was a great mindset in the dugout and guys going out to the field saying, hey, we got to get three outs, got to get three outs. So, you know, sometimes in college baseball, you lose your thoughts and you lose your concentration a little bit. But our guys didn't. So that was always a good thing for me as far as when we were going out to play defense. And Josh LaPiana is one of those guys that, you know, he's going to give you everything he's got. He's not going to lose his concentration. So that was a good thing. But even when it was 10-1, you couldn't exhale yet. When it was 14-2 or whatever it was, then you started thinking, okay, this is going to happen. But then the clouds started rolling in, Bill, and the thunder started going. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, now we're going to have a delay of some sort. And with the situation down at the stadium, that was in my mind for the last three innings. Instead of winning the game, it was kind of, God, let's get this thing done so there's no delay. Please don't rain. Please don't thunder and lightning. And let's finish this thing off.
Well, that's what I was saying. Brian and I were on the air, and Brian Kenneberg happens to be the ops guy down there. And we're looking, we saw that, and I'm sure you saw it from where you were sitting. There was that one really big bolt of lightning. And I'm like, oh, no, here we go. Yeah. But then the storm, and that's why a couple of times on the broadcast Sunday, I said, you know it's your day when. You guys hit into five double plays on Sunday, by the way. It's not very often.
Really?
Yeah, you hit into five double plays. You were hit into five double plays, and you had a 14-run lead at one point in time. You know it's your day when you can hit into five double plays and you still win by 14 runs. I also said, you know it's your day when lightning can strike and then the storm, Mother Nature, basically moved that storm around the ballpark and you guys didn't get delayed at all.
Yeah. Sometimes it all lines up, and I think it has. And it has lined up for us for the last 10 weeks. You know, we've had no major injuries. Our three starting pitchers have started every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or whatever the weekend came to. We didn't have any problems that way. So, yeah, you know, to win a championship like this in any sport, you need some of that and luck. And you've got to you create your own luck. But also, you know, no injuries, no major problems. So, you know, you look back and you go, maybe it was a perfect storm for us.
Bill Kenneberg with us here on the Bill Riley Show. The Utes on their way to the NCAA Regionals against Ole Miss. You know, where it might have all begun for you was that banquet back in February. You had Ned Yost speak to your team.
You're the only person that would say that.
I know I am, but there's a lot of similarities to what Ned's team did 2 years ago and what your team did this year. You had to win a lot of close games. You don't hit a lot of home runs. You keep the line moving. You get good, solid pitching and play good defense. Your combination's a lot like what Yost's team did.
No doubt. And, you know, the biggest thing that I came away from that is that you got to play fearless. And we probably didn't do that the first month of the year. But the last 11 weeks we did, and so yeah, you may be absolutely right. It was a similar situation, and maybe we can continue on.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, we'll see how that goes. You've got Ole Miss hosting this region. You'll see them on Friday. Tulane and Boston College are also there. You've had 24 hours now to kind of get some information together on this Ole Miss baseball team. They play in the SEC. They're a top 10 team. Now, you guys see good competition every week, but is there something that differentiates maybe SEC baseball from Pac-12 baseball?
Yeah, there's one big thing, and it may be, I don't know if the talent level's any different. It's just the crowds and the passion that the South has for their baseball and their university team. So we're going to go into a situation where we haven't seen that many people or that many fans that are on us from the start, from the minute we get on the field till the last pitch. And they appreciate baseball. That's the one thing but they will be relentless on us as far as trying to get into our heads, trying to get us involved in what they're doing instead of what's going on the field.
Boise Stadium, there's going to be, I think, over 11,000 people there. It seats about 8,500, but then they've got some grass hills and things like that. So I think they're expecting at least 11,000 on Friday night, so it should be a great crowd.
Yeah, it should be awesome. I've been there one time when I was coaching at the University of Arizona. It's Oxford, Mississippi. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful campus, and they've redone the stadium a couple times since I've been there, so I've heard it's just fabulous, and so the experience for our players is going to be top notch, and that was something that I was hoping for as far as where we were going to go. I was hoping for kind of a top notch situation. I think we got it.
Yeah, I think you did too. You've talked about the reward for your kids and all the hard work they've put in over the last few years, getting the Pac-12, getting to the regionals, and then this is kind of the cherry on top, because if you're going to go to the regionals and you're going to experience all this, you might as well have a great experience.
No doubt. And, you know, that's what the Southeast Conference is known for. We may see bigger, stronger athletes, but I don't know if they'll be any bit better or any more equipped than what we've seen the last 10 weeks. So we're looking forward to it. I know my staff's getting the scouting reports together and going over those things. So to me, you know, with Jason Rose on the hill, I'll feel comfortable going against anybody.
Yeah, Jason Rose has been a workhorse for you. Does Ole Miss have ace? Every team seems to have a stud, whether it's a pitcher or a hitter. Is there anybody that stands out when you look at that roster for them?
You asked me that. I haven't even looked at the roster. My three guys are doing that. We're still trying to get a flight, Bill. So, you know, we're trying to get all that done. I will know more Thursday morning, but right now, I know we're facing a right-handed pitcher that's been their Friday night guy for a long time, so I expect him to be very good. But to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you a name on that team right now.
Well,
not good, but I'll know it by Thursday.
Were you? I saw this yesterday. Not that it means anything, but do you remember filling out your preseason coaches poll for the Pac-12 conference?
Sure.
The top five teams in the preseason coaches poll in the Pac-12, none of those five teams made the postseason. Now, usually you guys like to blame the media for that stuff, but that was a coaches poll. What's that say about the conference? Is that good for the conference? Does that mean good balance? What does that mean when the...
Well, I think that there's a couple things. Number one is the conference was very balanced this year. I don't know if there was a really great team like we've had a couple in the past. Everybody was good, and anybody could do damage now, in a regional. It was really unfortunate that Oregon State did not make a regional. I think that was a huge flaw for the selection committee. Oregon State is a wonderful team. They had a huge injury to their starting pitcher, Rasmussen, that no doubt hurt their chances to win series. But that club, when we played them in February in Phoenix, was, for me, a top five team in the country. Their personnel was really, really good. I think what happens in our league and or the sense across the country is when UCLA has a down year like they did this year, that the West is not very good. And hopefully the 11 teams that were picked from the West and only 11 teams, which is ludicrous, hopefully those 11 teams go out and play really well this weekend and make a lot of super regionals. That would be a great boost for the West right now, because everybody's saying across the country that the West isn't any good this year, because we won the Pac-12, because UCLA's not in it, Stanford's not in it, Oregon State's not in it. So our name conference schools didn't have great years, but I'm just telling you, the people in the West that are in these regionals, hopefully they do great.
Well, I certainly hope one school in particular does good, and I'm looking forward to coming down there to Mississippi with you and calling these games. Hey, congratulations so far. Have a good day of practice today, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Bill Kenneberg, skipper of the Utah baseball team.